Right now, we do it each and every Monday at this time, a little show and tell, where we will audio show you something and then talk about
it. And tell you about it, right.
At the front of our class here with all of you.
All right, so I guess the advantages of a lazy weekend is I will do the Travis. I consider this the Travis as I just scroll my phone through reels. I'm not on TikTok, but, you know, Instagram, Facebook, or whatever. You can get lost in that. And I think that's probably why I haven't downloaded TikTok, because that'll be another one where I could mindlessly waste 30, 45 hour.
It'll eliminate all the other ones. There'll be no need to leave
TikTok. I'll just stay right there. That'll be the only one.
All the good stuff for
you. The only love of my life.
Give it 24 hours and you'll be in, dude.
So... I've resisted this. I haven't gone over to the dark side yet. But I'm flipping through this one. I can't remember. I guess it was Instagram. As I'm flipping through the reels, and I saw this one reel, and I had no clue that this guy was on this program. This guy was Dave Chappelle, but this program was Star Search, and a show I hadn't thought about in I don't know how many years. Was Star Search. It ran originally, hosted by Ed McMahon from 1983 to 1995.
That's the one that I remember.
Yeah, me too.
I didn't realize that they had other iterations.
I remember the last one. I think Arsenio Hall may have been the host.
Yeah.
And they tried to run it back.
Apparently,
and I think
in 03,
it lasted a couple of years, and then it just didn't hit. And I want to tell you that I watch this every week, but I'm not quite sure. But I do remember some of the big names that were on there. And when you say Star Search to me and some of the categories that they had as far as trying to find the next star. And when they say comedy, the one I remember the most was Sinbad. And I don't think he won that year that he was on there, but they would. They had so, if you're not familiar with Star Search, again, it was hosted by Ed McMahon, and they had like 7 or 8 different categories that people will compete in every week. You get judged, and then the winner would keep coming back until they crowned a champion.
Right.
And those categories were female vocalist, male vocalist, junior vocalist, vocal group, spokesmodel, comedy, and dance.
What? See, I don't remember. I remember the dancing, and I remember, of course, the people who would sing in the comedy. I don't remember spokesmodel at all. What is that? Like Billy Mays came out and is like, oh, I'm going to pitch this product. Look how great I am at it.
I think in the pre-show.
Not like a spokesperson.
Yeah, they're more
it's
of
like a model.
Right, a model. More modeling than spokes.
Yeah.
I don't remember that at
all. They come out with the Tide and they're trying to pitch a detergent.
The slap chop guys out there.
Look at this right now. For $9.99, you can get... buy two free.
OxyClean.
Oh my
and
God.
Like,
you're
oh
the best.
God, you're the best. No, it's.
I don't remember that at all.
Spokesmodel, they come out, and I don't know if it was bikinis at the time, but I'm probably thinking they came out in bikinis.
Seems like I'd remember if they came out in bikinis.
I'm going to say they did.
I mean, this show was when I was a teenager, so.
Yeah. Very
didn't take
interested
much.
In it. Yeah, 83 to 95. So when I saw the reel, I went and said, man, I don't remember Chappelle being on there. And you know you had to be as vanilla as you possibly could on television. And I can't remember how long they had to do their set. I need to go and try to find this and see what this sounded like with Chappelle on there. And it's pretty easy to find. I guess, again, I just had never thought about it. So let's listen to Dave Chappelle's entire first performance, week one, as he's the challenger on Star Search, to see if he can win, and I don't even remember what the grand prize was. Anyway, let's listen to Chappelle.
Challenger. At 19, he's the youngest comedian in Star Search history. From Washington, D.C., here is Dave Chappelle.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I don't know if they mentioned this. I was recently on Black Entertainment Television. Kind of have a feeling most of you haven't seen that. I don't know why. Man, last week I went to the movie. You know what movie I had a problem with? The Batman movie. You guys notice Batman never fights crime in neighborhoods that need it. I mean, really, I would love to see Batman fight crime in my neighborhood. I can see it now, just Robin. Yes, Batman. Didn't we park the car right here, man?
That's pretty good. Come on.
Tell you, man. Growing up in D.C., D.C.'s a crazy place to grow. I had, like, the most dangerous job in the District of Columbia. I used to deliver pizzas for Domino's. They would rob me every day. I had to get a gun, man. Have you ever seen a Domino's pizza boy with a gun? I used to bust in people's apartments just, Domino's, freeze! Put the money in the floor, man. Get on the floor. Don't move. All right. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah, so pretty vanilla, but it's funny to hear him all those years ago at 19 years old.
At 19.
Because he does that same thing in his stuff now where he'll be like, Batman, yes, Robin?
Right,
you know,
right.
Like that.
He's, and he's having a Matty conversation.
Right, he is.
In his act. It's great.
And it's pretty good, man.
Okay, I wanted to continue this because they judge him. He wins, and then he has to go over and talk to Ed. So check the back part of it out.
Thank you, Dave. Very funny stuff from our comics. Kevin Brennan and David Chappelle. We need a decision from our judges. Kevin Brennan receives 3 stars. David Chappelle receives 4 stars. A perfect score. Come on over, David. Congratulations. A perfect score in comedy that can lead to a lot of things. Sinbad came on here and did a couple of fours. Now,
yeah, you know, the other black comedian came over here and did a couple good things. It could work out for you too there, Dave. All right, here, let's continue.
A perfect score in comedy that can lead to a lot of things. Sinbad came on here and did a couple of fours. Now, let me tell you something. You were here because you have a grandmother. Explain that.
Yeah, well, she threw me out, Ed, so.
No, come on, what happened?
And she loves you, man. This is her favorite show. She buys Alpo, doesn't even have a dog. It's all because of you, my friend.
That's great. All right. Congratulations. Say hello to your grandmother. We'll see you next week.
Oh, thank Dave, you. You're
say
so
hello to your grandmother.
Funny.
Hilarious. The young man, Dave Chappelle.
You have a grandmother.
From Washington, D.C.
Well, he was on there 3 times. That was performance number 1. He won again the next week. And then his 3rd week, he wound up losing, and he did not win the grand prize. But some of the names of the comedians who won in the years on Star Search, the very first year they had the program in 83, 84, Brad Garrett won the whole thing for comedy. You have, let's see.
Jenny Jones had a TV show for a while.
Jenny Jones, she won in 1986. But then you look at some of the other comedians that performed on Star Search, and some of the names, that's what trips me out.
It's incredible.
Because there are some names where, okay, if you watch the program, you kind of remember. I remember when Beyonce was on there because her, the name of her group was Girl Time. And they sung and rapped on Star Search. But
yeah, Britney Spears was on it as a
really,
kid.
Really young kid because they had a category of junior vocalist. And that's probably a couple of the names that I really do remember.
Countess Vaughn was on it.
Yeah. Countess Vaughn won in 1988 and she was the star of, she was in Moesha and the Parkers. And, she won on there. Tracy Spencer was another R&B singer that won the junior vocalist. But just going down the list, Aaliyah, I remember that.
Yeah.
She was on there in 1989 before she blew up and came, a star, a movie star, and an R&B star. But if you go down the list of some of the names, man, it's
incredible.
Trip.
The comedians that were on Star Search, it is incredible.
And they didn't win. Martin Lawrence was on there.
Norm Macdonald, Adam Sandler, Kevin James, Bill Engvall, Dennis Miller was on there.
That is crazy.
And you see the ones that didn't win, and you kind of think about it, and it definitely makes sense when you listen to Dave's set there and then what you would probably hear from him 2 or 3 weeks later in a club. That is not their scene of comedy.
No.
It's a different vibe.
If you gave him 2 minutes to try and capture the audience, those aren't the 2 stories he's going to tell to try to. But you have to when you're on television. Yeah, you could tell that, all right, these guys have to put their clean foot forward in order to succeed.
And Ray Romano was on there.
The third, we don't have time to play the 3rd one, but you can kind of tell he was losing a little bit of steam as far as the material that he could present
right.
on stage and what he really truly wanted
he
to do.
It's
amazing to see what he is now. And to him trying to make it at 19, being the youngest one on Star Search.
And a guy like that especially, because he tells a lot of stories in his comedy.
A while. You have to let him breathe.
Like, if you ever watch one of his specials, it's not super. He may go 2 minutes without it being funny at all. But, man, when he sets that thing up and brings it home, it is awesome. I love Chappelle. He's probably my favorite comic.
Yeah, I do, too. And it just... didn't even remember, again, I can't remember how big of a P1 I was of the show. I remember watching it, but just like people standing out. The only one that stood out to me, strangely enough, was Sinbad. It's the only one I remembered performing. I didn't even remember the Martin Lawrence performance on there, back
some
in the day.
Fan you are.
I know, but man, I'm with you. I didn't remember the reboot as well, and some of the names that were on the reboot I kind of recognize now that have done okay. But just going back trying to check out the Chappelle on Star Search, I had to bring it out to you guys because I thought it was really funny just seeing where he started to where he is right now.
So long ago, and that show Star Search, which
it was so cheesy.
It's like the precursor to American Idol in a sense. Now, American Idol is only music and singing, but it was kind of like that.
Such short amount of time because they had to get through all those, two in each category every single week. So if you're out there, it's a minute and a half. You cut the song pretty short and you're just trying to give the best that you have. I remember Usher being on there. I remember that one. And that was back in 1991 when Usher was there. So, dude, it was a trip trying to go back and seeing if you can find those performances on Star Search from 1983 to 1995. And I wanted to show and tell you guys about Dave Chappelle on Star Search.
Well, thanks for bringing that to the class.
You're very welcome.